brilliantly acrobatic save.
Xhaka's caught it, Giroud!
They're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones runs past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome to the very special VAR show.
You know, when I said VAR, I thought you were going to say exciting.
Oh, okay.
But you say it's very special. I literally made me change my whole
direction. Do you know what happened there?
You know?
I thought...
Just don't do it again.
Okay. So I don't even give me a chance to explain.
No. It's you know, just change, you know?
Okay. Don't explain. Just change.
Yeah. Talking about change... Watch me segue this. We're speaking about how players changed to new teams.
Ah.
Here in the V.
Hey.
Show. Yeah. With your host who does the most, the Ballon d'Or winner of the show.
Yeah.
The greatest of all time in the show.
Damn.
There's 12 times Ballon d'Or, 6 times the Pushka best player. I mean, best goal. 12 times inside the FIFA. Top 11, best manager, best UEFA manager,
what?
Best under 13 manager.
Yes.
He won
so many times.
The only DJ Stones, and with me here
is the young player.
Sorry,
of
top
season.
Goal scorer.
Oh, okay. Just had to add.
Yeah.
Okay, I am the young player of the season.
Just the season, because I won last season.
Top assist. Of all time, yeah. Just covered that one like a blanket. I am the Dream League GOAT. Yeah, no lie. Like, I'm legit the best player Dream League has ever had.
That.
I finished it 5 times. It takes 5 months to finish it. Yeah, I'm a GOAT. And I am the FIFA Young Player of the Year in terms of the game now. The world, the 10-time World 11 lineup. Yeah, World 11, not just FIFA.
Not just the FIFA.
It's FIFA. It's the world.
UEFA.
Know what I'm saying? Including like your
Wait,
Brazilian
I can do
teams.
One better. I'm the 12 types intergalactic.
Damn.
11. Like space included.
10-time Milky Way starter. Milky Way FC. Yeah, DJ Sticks, right here.
And we have an exciting show for you. We're going to be going through the deadline. Deadline day. You know, it's crazy.
Come on.
It was crazy. And obviously with that, we're going to be also going through the, like, you know, our best 11 for the transfers. You know, I compiled it. If you want to challenge, feel free to challenge.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll see. But before we do any of that.
What?
Let's jump into these tunes.
Ooh.
Hi, this is Alice, Active Star 2012. You're listening to Active FM. Yeah, man.
That's a nice track.
That was a good jam. Mm.
That was a jam and a half right there.
That's the type of jam that makes me want to join a team.
Mm.
Put that jam in your bread, I'm in your team.
Whoa.
That's my contract.
Whoa.
Make sure you have that type of jam in your bread.
Yeah.
Playing in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
And then you can even reduce my... I'll take a pay cut.
You'll take a pay cut for that jam.
I'll take a pay cut for that jam.
How do they specify how many years? Like, does it depend on the slices?
On the song. So, if this jam... You look so confused.
I'm thinking jam.
Okay, let's just go straight into it.
Oh,
so, yesterday. Wednesday. No. Tuesday.
Yes.
Was transfer deadline.
Tuesday night
was trans. I don't know what happened there. Tuesday night was deadline day. The deadline big DD. Day.
Yeah.
You know, not Dungeons and Dragons.
No.
Deadline.
Deadline day.
Day.
DLD. Deadline day.
Why did you have to say that? Did you not pick it up?
No.
What else would I try to
hear? I had to specify. I had to make sure.
There was a lot that happened on deadline day.
Oh.
Starting at 6:35 in the morning.
In the morning. Whoa. Deadline day. Yeah. That's
and
how it starts.
Basically what happened, the first piece of news was Juventus confirmed the Ronaldo departure. So officially.
Damn. That's Juve fans waking up to some sad news right there, man.
Yeah.
Insane.
Then at 7 o'clock, Juventus signs Moise Kean on a 2-year loan deal. So now this is the possible replacement for Cristiano Ronaldo. I think it's a quite good loan because, you know, if he performs like how he did the last time he was in Juventus, you know, he can you'll get that permanent deal.
I was actually confused as to why they sold him.
He probably wanted first team football, which he was not going to get at the time.
But he was young at the time.
And exactly, you want first team football. You know, you don't want to be in the position where you're just sitting on the bench.
Okay.
You want the experience.
That makes sense, yeah.
You know?
No, this is good for him as well. Going back to his home country, playing football that he knows.
And you know, he's had wonderful moments there.
Yeah.
You know,
impeccable moments.
He's had some good moments. Some controversial moments. You know, when they were doing those racist chants when he almost scored the first time and then he scores the second time and he goes, stands in front of them and just looks at them.
Yeah.
Okay. What now?
Wait, cheering. Oh, you're cheering. All right.
And at 8 o'clock, our boys.
Emphasis.
Our boys. Our boys.
Okay, all right.
West Ham.
All right.
Signed the Croatian playmaker. Vlasic.
Damn.
From SK Monaco. Watch the space with this one.
Are you warning us about something?
You know,
here?
Anytime I can say a player's name properly, first shot. Watch them.
Even know where he's from.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
But it's good, you know, with West Ham right now, not only do they need to build up their first team, but they also need to get a bit of squad depth into there, especially that they're playing European football. And it's very, very important for especially English clubs to have squad depth, especially an English club at their level, you know. Every game they're fighting is a battle.
Yeah.
You know, every game they play is just a battle.
Taxing.
You know, and they want to keep that same position they had last season or even possibly getting to UEFA this season.
Woo!
You know? And they're going for the goal of winning. You know, like I said, every season you come into, you can't have the mindset of, basically, we're not going to win.
Yeah.
The Premier League, you might think, okay, no, this season's probably going to City, it's probably going to United, but we can, there's a possibility we can get top four, and we should go for it.
Especially
a club like West Ham, who last season was so close
to
hitting top four.
Imagine.
So close. Yeah, so it's really good that they're building up the squad depth.
Yeah.
And at 8:30, Man United confirmed Ronaldo has signed a 2-year deal with an option for a third year.
Whoa. He's like the only 36-year-old player who's still signing 2-year deals. And a 3-year optional.
With the option to a third year.
That's Ronaldo kind of stuff right there.
Yeah, and like, you know, it's like I was reading the tweets and the Instagram posts that were coming out during this whole Ronaldo situation, and it was quite good. Like, he posts something and he's like, United has always been a club for him. You know, I was speaking about the fact that even when they would lose and he was not in the club, he'd still feel sad.
Flip.
And it was he moved on and spoke about the fact that this was the club where he won his first league.
He won his first league.
He won his first best player of this.
His first
Ballon d'Or. His first UEFA.
I liked
how he ended it off. And he ended it off with, "This one is for you, Sir Alex Ferguson."
Yeah.
So Ronaldo is going to have to bring the fire after that.
Hey!
He has to bring the fire.
I'm excited, man. I am pumped up.
Then by 8:40, Liverpool skipper Jordan Henderson extended his contract to reportedly until 2025.
Damn. Goals.
Then Brighton at 10:30, Brighton signed... this is going to be hard.
Okay.
Cucurella from Getafe.
Oh, yeah. He's
Mark Cucurella.
He's from Barca.
Signing a five-year deal.
What?
With Brighton. So it's also good to see that Brighton is making a bit of, these big... Big, like, I don't know, it's big for them.
It's a good 15, player. It's
15 million player. Pound signing, so.
That is huge.
And he's a good player,
Mm-hmm. It's proper stuff.
It's something that can
that,
really.
That coach is insane, though. He's low key crazy.
Who? The Brighton coach?
He's Potter. His football is. Watch it, out.
The problem with Brighton is that I don't know with Cucurella. I don't know what position he plays. So actually, I'm gonna just quickly check. I don't know. Because the problem they have is there's a number one, a lack of creativity.
Yeah, he's creative, that guy.
And then number two, there is no proper finisher. The closest thing they have to a proper finisher is Neil Mope.
It's Mope.
They're lacking in that department.
Yeah, because what happens when Mope has a bad game?
Yeah.
And there's no goals.
Because in Lamptey, there's proper defense and good attack. But he's at the end of the day, a right winger. And it's something I really want to talk to, so I want to just move forward. So I'm going to skip some of the times, things that are not important. Wendley signs Wales defender Roberts from Swansea. That's also good. That could be a good purchase for
Burnley.
You know, bottom four is going to look very interesting this season,
I have no Norwich. Clue.
Is going to probably fight for it. Watford possibly fighting for it. Arsenal fighting for
Arsenal's
it.
Arsenal's there.
Brighton fighting for it. Definitely Arsenal fighting for it. Did I mention Arsenal fighting for it?
Yeah, no, you did.
Okay, but Arsenal
did. Did you? Just mention it again to make sure.
With the run of form they're on, they might be carrying on fighting for it.
Playoffs.
Newcastle signs Mexican young player Munoz on loan.
Okay.
So I guess this is going to be for his under 23 and probably play some of the actual games. I really like seeing young talent coming to the Premier League. It's always interesting.
That's cool.
Daniel James moves to Leeds.
Big one.
Leeds finally getting Daniel James. I remember in the season before they got promoted, they actually wanted Daniel James. And on the last minute, Swansea was just not replying. So literally, Daniel James went over to Leeds, did his medical, and they were just waiting for one more document to sign.
Flip.
And Swansea was not sending it. What actually happened was there was a dispute in the Swansea board over the deal. And now what would happen was they would need signatures from different members. But now some of the members were in America and stuff. So really, while there was this dispute was happening, it was also the whole time thing.
The window's closing and
so
stuff.
Then the window closed without them being able to sign. But now they're able to. They finally signed Daniel James. And like I said, Daniel James is a good player. He just didn't fit into the system United had.
Okay. And I think this maniac of a coach, he's been wanting him for a while, which means he intends to use him.
Yeah, and look, looking at Daniel James in Man United, he has a very good work rate.
Yeah.
And that's what Bielsa needs. People with good work rate. People who can run the ball till the last minute.
Yeah.
And
that's what he is. Dan James, man.
And you never know. Leeds actually has a side that can make it into Europe next season.
Yeah.
And actually, I believe with a bit more tweaking can win Europe, Europa.
Mm. You have to watch Leeds now.
Like looking at like a Villarreal. If Villarreal could do it, definitely Leeds can do it. Mm-hmm. And they just need, obviously, like, and this is the beauty of the team like Leeds. You know, first season, and I could be so wrong, and it could have just been a first season's curse. You know, it could be first season's curse where the first season they do well, second season they do horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But Leeds has the type of squad that really adapts very well to Premier League football.
Yeah.
You know, that high work rate of theirs, always pressure. You know, it actually adapts very well to Premier League football.
It is Premier League football.
It is Premier League football.
Yeah.
And what's great about all of this is now, let's see how much more adapting have they done. Looking at the signings that they've had, looking at, you know, like people bringing like Junior Firpo in, bringing in like Daniel James, strengthening up the squad. And now if they do make it into Europe next season, you know, they have now more money to strengthen up the squad even more.
Mm.
You know?
Might see it.
And then another big signing at 4:55, Real Madrid signs Eduardo Camavinga from Rennes. Big, big signing.
Huge.
Very big signing. And then at 10 minutes past 5, Lukman joins Leicester City from RB Leipzig on loan.
Leicester.
Yes.
That's a good sign.
That's a good sign for season-long loan with the option to buy. You know, obviously, that he spent time last season at Fulham. I think he had, out of every player, I think he had one of the like the best in the squad.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Emerson joined, around 5:30, Emerson joined Tottenham Hotspurs from Barcelona.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then West Ham made another signing at 8:34 for Czech midfielder Alex Karol from Moscow.
They're signing these Russian players, man.
They're signing them, you know. It's a 1 year loan though, but they have the ability to make the move permanent.
Okay. It's cool.
And then another big signing happened at 10 to 10 with Palace getting a new striker in Eduardo.
Yeah.
From Celtics, you know. So it's so crazy because every time I played like FM or FIFA and I played manager mode, he always ends up in Man City.
That guy?
Yeah, like always. Like it was really weird because I would constantly look at this and you constantly end up in the same team. Like, yeah, maybe it's something that's going to happen.
Mm.
Then Arsenal did something, I don't know if it's unthinkable, but at 10:45, Arsenal loaned out Hector Bellerin.
Boom.
To Real Betis on a season-long loan. Now, look, I would have thought this was good if it happened earlier on in the transfer window. But now, who do they put in that position?
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking because even last season, they released Maitland-Niles. Was actually doing good.
Yeah.
As a fullback. And now, come on, Bellerin. Like, I don't know.
And like even if he's, you can say, oh no, he's not starting 11. But then your squad depth, where's your squad depth going?
Mm. Where's your second option now? Where's your first option?
You know?
Who's your first option?
Yeah, and with that, we just want to go through, as I probably lose it. This is now my top 11, right? So obviously you can challenge it, we discuss.
Yes.
But my top 11 transfers for the season. So the goalkeeper, Donnarumma, moved to a free. PSG. Big move for both him, for his career, and a very big move for PSG because now
PSG. They
have a very big backup goalkeeper.
And he's young.
And he can become the main goalkeeper as
soon.
Well. Very soon. Yeah. And he's young, so they can have him for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a champion. He's won something in Europe, so he has the mentality there.
Okay, no challenge there.
No challenge. Okay, good. So we'll start in the center mid. Upamecano from RB Leipzig to I forgot this team's name now. Bayern Munich.
Okay.
Beautiful replacement for Alba. Really strong at the back.
Yeah.
No contest.
Okay. Who's his partner?
Sergio Ramos.
Okay, cool.
Moving on a free to PSG.
Whoa. Upamecano. Varane.
Never mind.
Varane.
Who's Upamecano again?
I don't know.
I am definitely not being biased here.
I don't know, man. Like I was like, yeah, that name sounds like Varane. Flip.
Varane moved to Manchester United. Really has a good pairing with
Ramos.
With Maguire.
also Ramos.
And Ramos.
In this lineup.
Yes, in this lineup. And he, I think it was, it's a deal that's really going to boost, you know, Manchester United. You know, Bayern Munich didn't really need Upamecano. Whether no, they had him or not, they're probably going to still win the league, you know?
Yeah.
Left back, Nuno Mendes to PSG.
I don't know him.
So he was from Sportings to PSG. Young talent.
And he must be good.
He's very good.
PSG to scout him from Portugal.
He's a young talent. Now, so what I liked about this, and the reason why I found it as a big transfer for me, so he's young. He's very young. I think he's like in his 19 or 20.
Damn.
And he has time to grow in one of the best squads in Europe.
Playing with the likes of Sergio Ramos and Messi and
you know?
Mbappe.
So it allows him to grow very well. And Hakimi on the other side.
Ooh.
Talking about Hakimi, that is the right back, Hakimi.
Nice segue.
I thank you, thank you.
Nice segue. Okay, for that left back guy, I have no competition. It's cool.
Right back? Hakimi.
No, I'm joking.
Wow. There's no way.
I'm joking. I was just joking. Let's move on.
Okay, then. So I'm playing a 4-2-3-1. So my two midfielders, number one is Kamavinga, young talent moving to Real Madrid, you know, dream move, and I think he's going to really help. He's not first learn from the likes of, you know, Casemiro there, and
Luka Modric
and stuff. And because he's young, he can really develop into many roles like what Bukayo Saka did.
Yeah,
you know, and with the talent that's going to be around him, I think he's going to be pivotal to the next phase of Real Madrid football. You know, what
the
they're going
era.
To... Yeah, the next era that they're going to build. You know, he could be the Toni Kroos of the next era of Real Madrid.
Mm.
And then next to him... Or any contest?
Not yet.
Okay, so next to him, I put Saul.
Saul?
Going to Chelsea.
Okay. Okay.
Any contest?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Not yet.
And then in front of them, Martin Odegaard going to Arsenal. Hopefully he can help them. I think. So who's a better transfer at that position?
At Cam?
Yeah.
Is it Cam or CM?
Cam. Since attacking midfield.
Who do we have here? Okay, what I would do. No, he doesn't deserve to be there. Just don't have someone.
Look, now we're looking at the how good is the signing, the quality of the signing. The quality of the signing of Odegaard to Arsenal is good because, number one, for his career, he's going to get first-team football.
Okay.
You know, he's not going to get that type of first-team football in Real Madrid.
Yeah, he's not. Definitely not.
Arsenal, like I even said in a show before, Arsenal actually have quite a decent squad. But everybody from the management upwards either needs to get fired or relooked. Because they know, I don't feel like they're using them to the best of their abilities. They need to fix that. The only people I have a problem with Arsenal is Arsenal's defense.
Wait, do you know if these lineups include loans? So like loan deals?
Yeah.
Do they?
Mm.
Then I'm putting Jack Grealish there.
Jack Grealish is not loaned.
By Cam.
Jack Grealish is not a loan.
Mm. Yeah. He's a transfer.
And he's on the list.
Yeah.
He's on left wing.
I'm putting him there. By Cam.
So who would you put left wing?
I put Ronaldo.
Ronaldo center. Who would you put center?
Griezmann.
That's a good offer. That's a good offer.
We're getting there though.
So I think Grealish in the center.
Yeah.
And then Griezmann on the left.
Griezmann on the left. Okay. No, but come on. Like obviously, the Ronaldo-Griezmann thingy. It's because Ronaldo knows how to play on the left, but they want to alternate.
Oh, yeah, true.
They'll make it happen.
So you guys have heard who's on the left and who's on the center. And on the right, none other than the one, the only.
Who did you think it was? Like, come on.
Fuchichu Gorkabu from Real Madrid being loaned out. Bet you never saw that coming.
Hey, curveball.
It's none other than number 30, Messi.
Why did you mention number 30?
So weird though. Why is he number 30? I think he's like, I felt like he should have put more, you know.
Number 30,
Messi.
Okay, yeah, that's my front three.
Yeah, I agree with that front three. Now with that all said, I think it's going to be a beautiful season of football.
I cannot wait.
England is going to be fire.
UEFA's gonna be flames, petrol flames.
Yo, Europa might actually be fire this
Europa year. Is fire.
Europa is going to be great. I think when they introduced the Conference League, Europa players are like, okay, now we have to play like elite now.
I might watch Europa.
I'm not gonna watch the group stages, they're just long.
Yeah, no, too long.
Yeah, I watch from like round of 32.
Hey, even that.
I'll watch group stages. I'm lying. West Ham is playing.
No, obviously, like, you want to watch,
I'll watch
the
West
key
Ham.
Teams.
Yeah, you know.
I will not watch like a match just to watch. No.
I'll probably just watch West Ham. Unless I see another team. Is AC is in UEFA, right?
AC Milan is in UEFA. Boss, after years and years of years, Zlatan is back. Could this be his year?
Might be his year.
Won't be his year, though.
No, it won't be his year. Neither would it be Messi's year. Do you know why?
Why?
It's going to be the one.
Don't say sorry, man.
The only. The unbeatable.
All right, there we go.
Check that Dinoski's here. They're gonna come out group leaders over Man City.
Oh, will they?
Over PSG.
Will they? PSG Europa. Here we go, Messi. Yeah, that's your first one.
He's come never on. Won Europa though. Have you ever thought of that?
He's never.
Yeah, we thought of that.
He's never.
In fact, Europa finals is going to be Man United versus PSG. You heard it here first, guys.
That's Europa. And UEFA is going to be Shakhtar Donetsk and Club Brugge.
Yeah, you heard it here first. No, they're in the same group.
Are they?
Yeah.
They are flipping hell then.
Wait, they're not. They're not. Because it's City, PSG, Club Brugge.
And one more big team, which I've forgotten. RB Leipzig.
And RB Leipzig.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
So we can have a Shakhtar Donetsk. And Club Brugge.
It's an RB Leipzig. No, it can't be. It is. You lie.
It is, man.
That's a tough group.
And I feel like out of this.
Oh my word.
I feel like out of this, that group,
I am nervous now.
It's gonna be Man City and PSG coming out. As in, like, you know, top two. But never count anybody.
Never
out.
Especially RB Leipzig.
Especially, you know, we did that mistake last season.
Yeah.
You know, and we faithfully were shown fire. In a good way, you know, we learned from it.
Yeah.
We learned from that. And just in this last few minutes, we want to just, I just want to go through the group stage.
Yes, the group stages.
The group stages.
Yes.
Of
the UEFA Champions League.
The UEFA
Which
Champions
Which is starting League. Soon, imagine.
So group A.
Group A.
Is Man City. PSG, RB Leipzig, Club Brugge.
Damn it.
Man City, for me, my prediction is Man City. It's going to be PSG, Man City, Leipzig,
Man
Messi's City, Europa.
Man City again. Flipping
up. Messi versus Man City.
Damn it.
Group B, Atletico Madrid, Liverpool, Porto, AC Milan.
Ooh!
This for me is one of the hardest groups. Hands down.
Ooh!
Hands down,
Ooh.
One of the hardest
Ooh.
Groups.
Ooh! Oh,
I don't even know how to predict it. Because Milan is good. It has Zlatan. Porto, we all got shocked last season.
Yeah.
Liverpool has something to prove. Atleti.
La Liga.
Atleti has won La Liga. They now just need to get as far as possible in UEFA.
And they have Griezmann and Suarez and Felix.
Oh, that's good.
Ooh.
I'm not going to even try to predict that one.
No.
Then we have Group C of Sportings. Actually, let's not be babies. I say Liverpool and Milan. Atletico is going to Europa.
I'm going to go bold on this one. Liverpool, Europa.
You never know, actually. With
Milan and Atletico.
You know, because as soon as Chelsea went defensive, you know, they really struggled against him.
Yeah.
So you never know.
Yeah.
Group C, Sporting, Dortmund, Ajax, and Besiktas. Because I said their name right the first time. Besiktas first, Dortmund second.
Yeah.
I think Dortmund first, Ajax second, Sporting third, Besiktas out.
So Sporting Europa.
Sporting Europa.
Okay, yeah. That's
Group D. Now this is so funny, right? So I'll say the one team that's odd, the odd team out here. And I want to see if you can pick up why they're the odd team here.
Okay.
Sheriff. Internacional. Shakhtar Donetsk. And Real Madrid. Why is the first team the odd one out in this group?
Because their name is Sheriff.
Nope. Inter, Real Madrid, Shakhtar.
Last season.
This is the exact same group as last season.
Last season.
Just one team difference.
like what the UEFA.
So my prediction, I'll stick to last year's one. Inter Europa. Real Madrid and Shakhtar.
Insult. Insult. Flip. Inter lost Lukaku.
Lost. Look, probably it's going to be Real Madrid, Inter, Shakhtar, then Chef.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's be honest.
Okay.
Group E, Bayern Munich, Barcelona.
Woo!
8-2. Benfica and Dynamo Kiev. I think it's going to be in that order. Munich, Barcelona.
In that order.
But, you know, actually, I'm not going to count Benfica out.
Barca lost Griezmann, man. Anything is possible.
Messi.
Anything is possible.
I think Barca could end up in Europa this season.
Anything is possible.
I actually can foresee it.
If it happens,
I wouldn't
it's
going to
happen this season. Yeah.
Yeah, if there's any season for it to happen, it could be this season.
It's this one.
You know, look, the club is actually in a bit of shambles. Mm. No. If there's any time for them to be an all or nothing team, it's now. You know?
It's now.
Then, obviously, the favorite group, Group F, Villarreal, Atalanta, Young Boys, Man United. I think it's going to be CR7. I mean, Man United, Villarreal.
You see what you do? Just forget Cavani like that, man.
I think it's going to be Cavani. I mean, Man United, Atalanta, Villarreal, and Young Boys. The interesting, for me, it's going to be one of the most interesting groups. Will be Group G. It'll be Lille, Sevilla, Salzburg, and Wolfsburg. I like it because it's all small teams. All small teams.
Just say them again.
Lille.
Okay.
Sevilla, Salzburg, and Wolfsburg.
Okay, Sevilla goes through. And then the second, I do not know.
I wanna throw a spanner in the works. Leipzig will go through as group leaders. Sevilla will go through. Lille will end up in, will be fighting with Wolfsburg for that Europa spot. Last day.
So you're saying Salzburg goes through?
I see Salzburg goes through. I believe
what?
As first.
No, Sevilla is first, man.
I'm taking a huge guess. Sevilla lost Luke de Jong.
Yeah, but they have Rakitic though.
But that was the core of them, you know. That was their striker.
That was their play.
Yeah.
Their play is gone.
And then group H, Chelsea, Juventus, Zenit, and Malmo.
Okay.
I think Malmo's gonna win this group.
In that order. Hey, Malmo was Latan's team, so let's not count them out.
Definitely, you know.
That's where it came from.
I think it's gonna be Juventus, Chelsea. You know, I don't really feel the Chelsea squad of this season.
This is the best.
But we'll speak about that in another show, and that's us segueing out of the show from me to you. This is the VAR show. Signing out.
Goodbye.
Peace.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Twitter and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at
/ActiveFM.
Trying to cope with this day. I was wondering if you went to heaven. Yeah, there ain't nothing I could change. I spent late nights, I was scared to die. I didn't want to see the grave. I was playing games with my heartbeat instead of slowing down just to pray. You've been reaching for the hand you thought you'd never grab. But Jesus brings the hope you thought you'd never have. Tired of living in a nightmare, Lord, I just want to hear you. Run around this same circle, don't make me feel brand new. You gotta know.
It ain't over cause you gotta handle hope. Let his peace come rushing through your soul. Too many reasons for you just to let go. There's hope.
We can't keep going at a rate like this. Run up for your life when you meant to live. Gotta keep on breathing, yeah. There's too many reasons. No, you can't keep going at a rate like this. Bury in the past, not to feel the feeling slow to feed it, yeah, yeah.
We lost T-Dub and lost Lil J to these streets, bruh. Got family members on lockdown. I still pray to God to release them. Put my hope in the Father. All these problems just pushing me harder. When I feel like I'm ready to fall out, I need to start crying my heart out. Yeah, shootouts on the corner. Daddy got corona trauma singing us to sleep. Yeah, God ain't raised a quitter. This is not the end and we will never be defeated. No, you don't have to fight these battles on your own. God is in control. You gotta know it ain't over cause you gotta handle. Let his peace come rushing through your soul. Too many reasons for you to let go. There's hope.